I really don't want to build a website right at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm sorry to cut you off. I do have my pricing director with us to speak with you on all the details together with the packages and the pricing. Her name is Nadine. She is with us to speak with you now.
Okay, and are you guys located? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Temden. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to hear that. So I understand that you were speaking with June, my representative. And
right.
So you were stating something, and I didn't mean to cut you off. So what was your question?
Are you guys located in like a area, or where are you guys located?
We are located in Fountain Valley, California. We're a California-based company. Yeah. We've been in business 22 years now. Is that a concern for you because we're not in your area?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Because last year I tried like four or five marketing people, and they all are from out of states. And, you know, once I pay, they never work for me.
Okay.
That's why I don't have a website. I build a website. They build a website for me as a semi-appliance and the general appliance also. And they build a website. Then it didn't work out. They're not working at all. So then I stop paying them. Once I stop paying them, they cut off they close the website every day.
So was it, what type of like marketing with placement on Google? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Marketing means they build a website, they run ads, they run a SEO or something.
Yeah.
Many more. And
okay.
But things didn't work out, you know. I'm not getting any call from the client, from them. And once happened like this, then I stopped paying them and they closed my website.
Okay. Because I was looking. Now, have you always been in New York? New York, New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me see here. I know, you know, back in June, we had called you, right? Last year, in June. You were in a contract for 6 months. I see the Yelp listing. I don't even see anything like as far as even a Google business profile for you. I'm looking up your company by name, and I'm not finding anything. So
no,
did they verify you on Google or no?
So, you know, so you are searching as a Tashi business group, right? Tashi
yes,
something, right?
Correct.
Tashi Appliance Repair?
Yeah, Tashi Appliance Repair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't build a website on that with that name, no. I didn't build any websites on Tashi Appliance Repair. I have built a website with Sammy Appliance Repair.
Sammy? S-A-M-M-Y?
Yes.
Sammy Appliance Repair.
And, and the other one is General Appliance Repair.
Okay, let me see if I can pull anything up with these. Yeah, because I was looking up Tashi Appliance Repair, and I'm like, I don't even see anything coming up.
No.
Okay.
Tashi Appliance, I probably had built on your Google page probably.
Well, you don't have a Google page for Tashi at all. I'm looking for...
How did you get my number?
Because you have a listing on Yelp.
Oh, yeah.
I see... So let me tell you what I found. I found Sammy Appliance Repair. There is a phone number that shows 917-444-2412.
That's me.
Okay. So I see the Google business profile. You have a 5-star review on there. There is no website. But that's
they closed the website, yes. They did close the website.
And it's probably because if they originally, most companies, I'm going to be honest with you, Tumden, most companies, if they're building you a website and you decide to cancel services with them and you don't purchase a domain from them, or if you don't continue for them to just host your website, then chances are your website will disappear, right? That's how it is with everybody. Okay. Even if we build you a website as part of the package that we would be including a website for you, if you were to cancel our services, you have the option to pay us just to continue to host and maintain your website or even purchase the domain from us. So you are given that option. I don't know if those other companies gave that to you or not, but.
Right.
I found the Google Business Profile. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, for this one, you don't use Facebook or anything like that?
No. So okay. the guy who built a website, he built the website and everything done. I paid it everything like $600-$700 for the website, and then
did something. Oh wow!
Yeah, and I
okay.
And then I paid monthly like something $100 something, and then at the end he said, I have an argument with him because I'm not getting any calls. And what he said is like, he's not running ads and everything. He's not even hosting my website. And why I'm paying for you, you know? And
yeah,
that things like that. And he hang up and he took my money like more than $1,000. And there was another company. Yeah. There was another companies, they took me my almost more than $2,000, I believe. And, things didn't work out. So I have to close, I stopped paying them and they closed my website. So that's the one, you know? Since then I didn't work, with the appliance repairs. And, whatever, I'm getting call from my old clients. I do those kind of jobs, and that's it.
Okay. So as far as with marketing, because these things have happened to you, are you just not interested in any type of marketing for your company because of what's happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I really don't want to waste too much money also. Since I don't know the people, I don't want to do any kind of work with them, you know, even I don't know. But I try to hire marketing from mm-hmm. out of the country. They're very cheap, and I tried, but things stopped because I don't know how to make a payment for them. So they told me to send the money, but I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, I would just be a little leery sending money out of the country. That's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see Facebook. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Yeah, I do have Facebook, yes.
Okay. Because there's like a particular package that I think would be a good fit for you to start with. We call it our Platinum Package. And basically the Platinum Package, what it does is it takes your Google Business Profile and we optimize it to the first page and we manage it there. Right, by your keywords and search terms, so that when they're looking up your services, okay, on Google, they see you coming up within the search results as one of those recommended, you know, top options, right? We also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We brand you on Yelp, Apple Maps, and we do Facebook advertising. So that when someone's performing that search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook, right, and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they would see your ad appear. And your Facebook ad, it can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So as soon as they click on it, they call you. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, I've seen some really great results. Now, I would at least have our team build you a website so that way people have someone to reference to read more about your company, you know, see more of the quality work that you do as well. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. So what that means is anyone who is using, you know, their iPhone, their Android, their tablet to search for your services, they would also find you listed on that first page. This package here would pretty much cover all of your bases, and I can, in fact, offer it to you today at a discounted rate. You're looking at $299 a month, and there would be just a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment would be $398 for you to get it started, and then you would pay the $299 monthly after that. But that's basically what you would be looking at.
Wow. I'm broke. One thing, that's a tough decision for me. I'm broke already.
I know it is.
And I just came back from vacation.
Uh-huh.
I don't have money,
Yeah.
And I'm looking for another job also. So I'm broke, completely broke. And I cannot make a decision because since I need to pay monthly,
Yeah.
And things like this, I really cannot say it's going to work perfectly, but, all the people said it's going to be very good for you, good money for you. There's a lot of potentials, or there's a lot of people who are looking for appliances to repair. Your business is going to be very good, but believe me. And I work with those people like 6-7 months, marketing people, and I spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but I no income at all.
Yeah, that's tough.
So right now I'm broke. I'm completely broke, and I cannot rely or trust anyone. Simply, I don't want to waste my money. That's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's not my fault, right? I know it's the past experiences that you've had, and I will say this, Tumden, I wish that there was something else that I could help you more with, right?
Yeah.
And I don't even know if this would help you, okay, Tumden, but there's these two credits, okay, that I could use for a friend or a family member, okay, that would want to promote their company on Google. But, I mean, obviously, we would have to have an open position available for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never use my credits because I don't really know anybody that has their own company. I mean, anyone that I know, they either work for someone or, they're retired, right? But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can ask my manager if I could offer it to you at my friends and family rate. If she did that for me, right? What it would do is it would bring down the monthly cost to $249, and then you would only have a $50 setup fee, right? So basically, you would be paying $299 to start it, and then you would pay the $249 monthly, okay? I don't even know if that would help you. Would that help you if I could get it at that cost? Or is it just still
I really don't want to waste my money at all, because I appreciate for you your discount or something, but Cindy, right now I cannot make a decisions where I cannot be sure that I will make money or not. Right now what I do is I buy a lead and I go to work. I buy a lead and go to work. I buy leads from the many companies, and sometimes they're good, sometimes not really.
Are you talking about like Angie's leads? Is that where you buy leads from? So you like paying per lead?
At least I make money also, at the same time.
Okay. The reason that
I'm getting a call, I'm getting a job, so that's why I'm getting a...
Well,
I don't mind, otherwise I don't mind paying $500 a monthly for you, but there's no guarantee of jobs that I will get a call or not.
There isn't, but even with Angie's, there's no guarantee that you're going to get that job because you are sharing it with other companies that are your competitors, right? And I'm not saying because it's a bad thing, but you're not guaranteed that job either. Unless, got a call right away, right?
I buy very few from Angie's. I buy from Thumbtrap. I buy from eLocal. I buy from NetWorsk. And there are a couple more also. So I manage it, I just manage it. So that I spend money where I can, where the job looks good. There's, over there I spend money.
Yeah.
And
well,
I pay sometimes, believe me, sometimes I pay $50 for the lead. $50, which is, you know, if I buy like 4 leads in 2 days, I already spent $200, which is monthly payment for you, but still, you know, I have to manage it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I understand, you know, I mean, it sounds like you would rather pay for leads from directory listings because you've had some really bad experiences with, you know, with these programs, right, that have been assisting you with placement on Google. And unfortunately, it's really working with the right company, you know, and I'm sorry that you've had those bad experiences. I really, really am. I wish that there would be somewhere where I could better assist you. But, I mean, at this point, because of what's happened, it doesn't matter what I offer you or telling you that, listen, and let me tell you something. You know where Angie's gets their leads from, right? They get those leads off
Angie,
of Google. Thumbed in.
Yes,
you're paying them
the
to send you
Google, yes.
Google, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you ever... If you're ever able to give the right company an opportunity to help you with placement on Google, imagine the business that you can generate by having your business listed there correctly on Google without having to pay Angie's to send you the lead that you can actually capture yourself.
So what do I see is like, Angie's and the Google's, I mean, Angie's, Thumbtack, those people's, they build some kind of like a website, even when they don't have technicians. You know,
they don't build you a website, Tumden. You have
a profile on
their directory.
You don't have
a website.
What I mean is they build website for themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're not
even
building a website.
They're
running Google ads. That's how they do it. They run Google ads, and they spend millions
of dollars.
They
run Google ads or something. They steal, you know, they steal a lot of leads and they sell to the technicians. That's it.
Yeah.
That's how they work. But, you know, we really don't like it, but, you know, things like this. Things goes like this. But it's very unfortunate for the people who do this kind of things, who make money this way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's it's tough.
Yeah,
that's
it's
all
very tough for you, and I'm sorry.
Because
you know,
the last time when I built I paid for the Google websites and the Google page, the general appliance repair.
Mm-hmm.
I paid to the people, and I chose the domain name general appliance repair. I chose it because I checked from the Google before, and there's no such a general appliance repair in my neighborhood at all. There's no such a general appliance repair at all. And once they build a website and everything, and I was checking through the Googles after like a week, I checked through the Googles, I typed my name, general appliance repair, and you know what happened?
What?
I can see my website, and I can see a different website also. And which has like very, very bad reviews.
Really?
There is two general appliance repairs and the other one has like a 1-star reviews.
Wow.
And how I'm gonna get a call? There's no way, you know. That kind of scammers are there, you know. So I need to be very careful with my money. So that's why I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so sorry to hear that. That's tough, you know. Well, you know, I don't know.
I just don't do the appliances also. I do electricians too. And that's why I'm getting a lot of leads from other things, you know. And I buy leads and I always kind of like I have a job and keep me busy. I don't make money as, you know, this is not my aim. This is not my aim to buy a lead from the companies, but I have no choice at all.
Yeah, right now it seems to be what's working for you. Yeah, I get that. I mean, even with getting you as a part of the Google Verified program, that's a program where you do pay per lead, but the lead would actually come to you in the form of a phone call. You're just not sharing it with anyone. But even to be a part of that program, there's requirements that you would have to meet to be a part of it that Google requires, right? So they want you to carry, like, you know, a $250,000 general liability insurance, but it has to be in the right company name, you know, and you have, like, Tashi Appliance Repair, then you got, you know, these other two company names that you've been running under, and I don't know why you've ran under different company names. I don't know if it's because there's been name changes. Maybe you started with one name and then you upgraded into a different name. I don't know what would have been the reason for the name change, but even with Google's verified program, I can't guarantee you that you're going to get the job. But it's an actual call that you'll be receiving that you're not sharing with anyone. It's only sent to you. But there are requirements for that program, and you are going to be paying more for that program because the leads are $51 a lead.
Yeah.
And that's for the appliance repair. You know, even with the platinum package that I was offering you, Tumden, even with that one package with the Google and Facebook marketing where you would be paying the flat rate, you could be found not just for the appliance repair. We can get you also found for the electrical work because, as you mentioned, there's other things that you do too. So it allows you to use multiple keywords just as, you know, as long as they're the services that you offer, right? But again, that would be an option for you too, okay? But again, you know, it is a position, this position in particular, that we are actively looking to fill today, okay? So it doesn't sound, I mean, are you not interested in getting your company on Google, like giving an opportunity to us to help you with that?
Not really. No, okay. I don't want to waste money. I'd rather spend money on leads, even if it's $200 a day, than spending $300 per month with you guys. I'd rather spend with the leads.
So, Tumden, you know, the insurance that you carry, is it $250,000 in general liability insurance or more than that?
Who have the insurance?
I was asking if you carry general liability insurance for the business.
I was for the small business, we don't need insurance at all.
Okay. Yeah, then you wouldn't even qualify for the Google Verified program then, unfortunately. But, I mean, consider this, Tumden. You're saying, I don't want to waste my money, right? But how much money are you losing by not being listed on Google? Consider that. How many opportunities are you losing by not being on Google? On the first page. You got this Google business profile, but no one can find it because unless if they know your company specifically by name, how are they going to find you? They're going to find you by your services. They're not going to find you because they're looking up Sammy Appliance Repair if they don't know your company by name. So you're losing opportunities for people that are searching up services. They're in your area on Google. So that's something to think about. What is it costing you by not being on the first page?
So how much I need to spend for the insurance?
So with, I don't know how much your insurance would be. I mean, each state varies, but for you to be a part of the Google Verified program, which is where you, it's where you pay per lead, it's a separate program than what I was offering you. You have to pass a background check in the last 7 years, no felonies. So they will ask you for your social security number to run the background, and they want you to carry at least $250,000 in general liability insurance for your company. That is what they require.
I don't think we need insurance for the residential appliance repair. I do have insurance. I pay $100 a month.
Uh-huh.
I kill $103 a month. The name is, the name of the insurance is something like Cotia or something.
Oh, okay.
And, but, you know, it's only for the buildings.
Yeah.
It's also a liability too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Appliances are not that risky at all. There's no risk at all.
I think the only risk would be if you shocked yourself, right?
No, there's no risk at all.
Or if you fired something. Well, if you're if you're putting in like a gas, you know, dryer and you mess something up, but I mean, you would really have to like not know what you're doing. It sounds like you have many years of experience, but you know, I just always want you to think of it like this, right? And I understand how you feel because you've had bad experiences. And again, I know it's not my fault, Tumden, but I apologize that that has happened to you. Okay. That's the hardest part of my job is when I speak with business owners like yourself who have been burned time and time again. And then when they finally are talking to a company, a legitimate company that's really trying to help them, you don't want to try with nobody because of your past experiences. You don't trust anyone, and I understand that. But what is it going to cost you to continue not trusting anybody? It's costing you more money in the long run because you're going to lose out on opportunities by not having that first page placement.
Yeah.
So the best that I would be able to do to get that approval is to at least help you save an extra $50 a month and get it for you at the $249 a month, and it would have that $50 one-time setup fee. We don't do contracts here, but I will ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. You pay it monthly. You can cancel at any time, but I do call it a three-month verbal agreement. I mean, do you feel that it would be worth for you to give us a shot? You know, that way, Tumden, we can prove it to you.
What do you say about 3 months?
Basically, you pay with us monthly, but what I always ask is stick it out with us for 3 months. I call it a three-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly, though. We don't put you on a contract. We prefer to earn your business. But we do ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months because none of this, of course, is going to happen overnight, right? Everything's a process. But what we do is we get you listed in a timely manner. So like that first package that I was talking to you about, that would have been $398 to start it, and then you pay $299 monthly. I can get that approval from my manager to give it to you at my friends and family rate, but what it would do is it would bring down your cost. You would be paying $249 a month, okay? And then your setup fee would only be $50. So getting that approval today, you would only then pay $299, and then your monthly would be $249 every month that you're with us.
Nah, I cannot trust no one in this moment. No, I really don't want to waste my money. The first two people who built me a website, they are much, much nicer than you, you know. They talk much, much nicer than you, and still they screw me up. And
Well, they talk nicer than me? Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was pretty nice.
Believe me.
Have I not
been
nice?
You're
on
nice.
The phone?
You're nice, but they are like very polite. They are like super polite. Oh my God. And, you know, things happen this and.
Oh,
no,
you're
I
saying
money.
That they
were
more polite than me?
Yeah, very polite. They are like very respectful and everything. Once they get the money, they don't even pick up the phone, you know?
Wow.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Do I not, have I not been respectful to you on the phone?
No, I don't have any problem with you. You are nice. You are doing your job. That's things
yeah.
to be. But the other two are like doing their job in a very, very polite way. But when
mm-hmm.
once I made a payment, they are not doing the jobs.
Yeah. And then after that, they kind of forgot about you. So
yep.
in a sense, I would find that as being someone who's disrespectful and phony and fake because they were with you one way on the phone and then they turned around and did something complete opposite. So to me, that's not a polite or respectful
yeah.
person at all.
Yeah,
I wouldn't consider them respectful.
I lost like around $4,000-$5,000. Plus, I lost more than four or five months.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's quite a bit of money. And again, I'm really sorry to hear that happened to you. You know, and it's companies like those that make it difficult for businesses like ourselves that are really trying to help. You know, the business owner. And I don't blame you. You know, like I said, I understand. But, okay, well, you know, Tamden, I do want to thank you, you know, kindly for your time. I'm sorry that I couldn't help you, you know. But, you know, your decision is your decision, and I respect that. Hopefully one day you'll be able to trust somebody who's really trying to help you, you know.
Yeah, I have one brother. He do a marketing thing also, but he don't have a time. That's why you know, I'm stuck. That's why.
Yeah, and it's because Tamden, if you think about it, to be quite honest with you, you know, the amount of hours that it takes to, you know, optimize and generate, you know, profiles and doing the optimization and creating websites. I mean, for one person, okay. It takes more than 100 hours. So, you know, when you say my brother doesn't have time, well, yeah, that probably is true. He probably doesn't really have the time because it's time consuming, right? So, you know, because our company has a team that's dedicated. I mean, they're the experts, right? They're the ones who have, you know, the training, the certification. So that's why companies like ourselves, it takes less time than just like even you on your own trying to do it all. It's very time consuming, you know, so I can understand. And I can see your brother's probably telling you the truth and he doesn't have the time. Right. But
it's just not building a website. Website he can build very easily. He said he can build very easily.
But it's everything else.
He can copy from other people's, and he needs some pictures. And he need to the locations, and that's it. But you know, maintenance is tough, you know, and hosting, maintenance, and running ads, those are like he really don't have a time, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, again, I wish you all the best, and I'm sorry, you know, that we couldn't help you, but I hope that you have a wonderful afternoon, Tamden, and I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next qualified candidate that's on hold for me, okay? But good luck
with
everything. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.